From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The so-called Trump bump rose to new heights on Wall Street Wednesday, with the Dow Industrials passing the 21,000 mark. The blue chip index was up nearly 1.5% to a record of 21,115.55. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ were also higher. Peter Cardillo is the chief market economist at First Standard Financial. He says that President Trump's speech on Tuesday helped boost investor confidence.
His tone was quite different than we're used to. And so I think that that basically caught the attention of a lot of investors.
Investors were also encouraged Wednesday when top officials of the U.S. Federal Reserve said they were closer to raising interest rates. Some investors see raising rates as a signal the U.S. economy no longer needs the boost it gets from ultra-low interest. One day after his first address to a joint session of Congress, President Donald Trump met Wednesday with Republican leaders from the House and Senate to discuss his agenda. Trump laid out some changes he wants to make in U.S. health care policies, but his Republican colleagues in Congress remain divided about exactly how to repeal, that is, the Affordable Care Act, known as Obamacare. President Trump said he wants to make sure that Americans with pre-existing medical conditions can still buy insurance. Rather than forcing Americans to buy medical insurance or pay a penalty if they don't, Trump said a new law should send tax credits to Americans to help them buy their own insurance policies. Republicans have long sought to rescind the Affordable Care Act, saying it is an intrusion on personal rights. This is VOA News. Talks on Syria's future continued Wednesday, with opposition leaders meeting with Russia's deputy foreign minister. UN Syria envoy Staffan de Mistura met with various opposition members late in the day, including the head of the delegation and lead negotiator Nasser al-Hariri. The UN mediator said the two-hour meeting was not just procedural, but substantive. The opposition says political transition, specifically the fate of President Bashar al-Assad, should be added to the negotiations. De Mistura said he plans to meet with the Syrian government negotiators on Thursday.
Tomorrow is an important day because we'll meet the government and I will see whether they are also capable or willing to go deeply into the agenda. Meanwhile, the opposition obviously is seriously interested in going deeply.
The Geneva talks, the fourth round of UN-sponsored talks in the six-year-old conflict, which has killed more than 310,000 people, are expected to end in the next couple of days. A new United Nations investigative report accuses Syria and its Russian allies of multiple war crimes for deliberately targeting hospitals and destroying vital civilian infrastructure. As Lisa Schlein reports, the report covers several months when the Syrian and Russian air forces bombed eastern Aleppo as part of their strategy to force rebels to surrender.
The report covers the period between July and December when the Syrian and Russian air forces relentlessly bombed eastern Aleppo as part of a strategy to force the rebels who controlled the city to surrender. The brutal tactics worked, but the independent investigators say civilians paid a very heavy price for the extreme violence waged by the warring parties. Most of the UN report dwells on the mass violations and deliberate destructive actions by Syria and Russia in the battle for eastern Aleppo, but it also condemns some armed groups for preventing civilians from leaving the city. It calls the use of civilians as human shields a war crime. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The ground commander for Counter-Islamic State Coalition Forces says Russian and Syrian aircraft mistakenly bombed members of U.S.-backed Syrian forces near the town of al-Bab Tuesday. Army Lieutenant General Stephen Townsend told reporters that the bombing on Tuesday inflicted casualties on the Syrian Arab Coalition, a force that has been battling Islamic State fighters in villages described as south and east of al-Bab. And Iraqi troops were approaching Mosul's main government complex in the city's western half on Wednesday as they continued to battle the Islamic State group. The commander of an elite rapid response unit said his forces were advancing along the Tigris River. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.